You're listening to Smoke and Mirrors, a Davenport and Griffin adventure, written and produced by Words by Parker. Featuring the voice talents of Z-Saku VA, Words by Parker, Fern VA, Pebble, Good Boy Audios, and Ardent Melody. Episode 1, Reluctant Partners.
Oh! Get back here!
Get after him, he's heading for the river.
Cut him off!
He's getting away!
A cliff. Great. This wasn't on the map. There's supposed to be a river here. Oh, there it is. All the way down there. Where is that new grapple gadget? And point. And shoot. Why isn't it working? Guess I shouldn't have hit that bloke with it.
Over there!
Well, Spencer, time to jump. Won't be the first time you've leapt off a cliff.
Miss Sheridan, please let the minister know that... Ah, Agent Davenport. So good to have you back. I trust everything went to plan.
Mostly, Professor Cogwright. I had some trouble with the grapple, however. Couldn't get it to work. Fortunately, I was able to land in the river. May I recommend that the grapple be a little more sturdy?
What did you do to this device, Spencer? It looks like you hit it against a tree.
And that's one way of putting it. The bloke was hard-headed.
Honestly, I don't know why we keep giving you new devices. All you do is break them.
Better them than me.
That is debatable. I'll look into it. And the artifact?
Here it is.
Perfect. Minister Aldridge will be pleased to know this is safely in our hands. Thank you, Agent Davenport.
Well, speaking of the Minister, he's my next stop. Good morning, Professor.
Just a moment, Spencer.
Yes?
I need to make some updates to your chronometer before you go out in the field again. May I have it, please?
Well, here you go.
Thank you. I'll have this done in no time. You may go see the minister now.
Oh, thank you, Professor. Good morning, Miss Sheridan. I'll see myself in.
Of course. Good morning.
Enter. Agent Davenport. Welcome home.
Thank you, Minister Aldridge.
Please, sit. Some tea?
No, thank you.
Straight to business, then.
You know me too well.
First things first. How did the recovery of the artifact go?
Safely in Professor Cogwright's hands.
Splendid. Good work. Well, now to new business. Here's the case file. This will be more difficult than your usual extraction mission.
This can't be right. Cecily Beaumont? Well, she's never been caught. Been in the field for years under deep cover. She knows her way around.
Precisely. And that's the main reason I am sending you. Something is wrong here, Davenport. Dangerously wrong.
What do you suspect?
I'm not sure. Anyone who could get the drop on Agent Beaumont has to be quite skilled indeed. Which is why I am sending you...
Understood, sir.
...along with someone to watch your back.
I work alone, sir.
Not this time. I'll not send another agent out alone.
But, sir...
Mr. Davenport, this could be the most dangerous mission I have ever sent you on. I don't know what we're up against, and our reconnaissance has come up empty. Agent Beaumont's comm device hasn't been found, so we can't track her past her last known location. I have the barest leads to go on. You will take a partner. and that is final. Now, here is the dossier on your partner, Agent Desdemona Griffin. She's a capable agent, a few missions under her belt, so she shouldn't get in your way.
Well, her resume is adequate. Part of the Lithuanian mission last year. I read the team's report.
I'm sure you did. It was quite a job.
Impressive, to say the least. Griffin is a bit young, though.
Only by 5 years or so. Her expertise and skills may be instrumental to your success.
I am going to hope that you aren't expecting me to mentor this agent. Do you really want another Spencer Davenport on your hands?
I want the three of you to come home. Well, I would be ecstatic if you could learn some tact from her. I expect that Agent Griffin will learn something from our top extraction specialist, even if it is how not to approach a situation.
Cyrus, give me an honest appraisal. What do you think our chances are?
I honestly don't know, Spencer. It feels like a shot in the dark to even find Cecily, much less find her alive. But if anyone can bring her home, it's the two of you. Find her. But don't go missing in the process.
Yes, sir. I'll do my best.
Well then, let's meet your new partner.
If I must.
Miss Sheridan, please send Agent Griffin to my office and tell her to bring her gear. She leaves with Agent Davenport this afternoon.
Right away, sir.
Thank you. Spencer?
I'll be on my best behaviour.
That's what I'm worried about. Ah, Agent Griffin. Do come in. I don't believe you've met Agent Davenport yet.
Good to meet you, Agent Griffin.
You as well, Agent Davenport. It is an honour.
Thank you. That's good of you to say. As you know, then, I'm not used to working with a partner, so please forgive me if I come across unwilling to have your help.
I understand completely. I won't take it personally.
I've read your dossier, Griffin. Looks like you've done some good work at the Ministry.
All part of the job in defending Her Majesty's Empire.
Indeed.
Your record is impressive, Agent Davenport. I studied a few of your missions during my training. You certainly have a flair for the dramatic, and an excellent track record with it.
Oh, you've heard of my daring exploits? Well, I assure you, most of what you've heard is true.
I look forward to working with you.
As do I.
Well, now that you've sized each other up, maybe get on with the mission. Thank you. Now, I've already briefed Agent Griffin on this situation, and time is of the essence. Here are your tickets. You leave on the 5 o'clock airship bound for Geneva. Check the dead drop noted in the file for further instructions. Professor Cogwright has some gear for you, so see her before you leave. Davenport, Griffin, do be careful. I don't want our missing agent tally to rise to 3.
Well, let's stop by Professor Cogwright's workshop. I'm sure you know the way. Oh, and one more thing, just to be clear. I don't want a partner.
And I would rather go swimming in that cesspit we call the Thames in high summer. Your point?
Aldridge is concerned that we may run into trouble. This whole affair has made him more nervous about his agents than usual. So, you and I stay out of each other's way, and we'll get along fine.
I can take care of myself, thank you.
Good. Just make sure you don't get yourself killed, and once we bring Agent Beaumont home, we can go our separate ways.
Fine by me.
Oh, some people should watch where... Ah, good to see you, Agent Griffin.
Likewise, Agent Brownlow.
And if it isn't the amazing Spencer Davenport. Finally got tired of being a one-man show, Spencer?
Merely discussing some past cases, Reginald. Something you wouldn't understand.
On the contrary, I do the reviews on most of the case files that come in. Strange that I never seem to get a chance to read yours, Spencer.
I'm not surprised, given that most of my missions are highly classified. I deliver most of my reports to Minister Aldridge in his office, usually over a glass of brandy.
One day you'll have to retire from field work.
Not while I'm still breathing.
Of course. Well, I'll let you two get back to your conversation. Agent Griffin, always nice to see you. Spencer?
That insufferable little... Ugh. I wish there was some other office he could be transferred to. Like a remote outpost in Siberia.
I take it you two have a history?
Well, we used to be partners, but we had a falling out some years ago. He does have a sharp mind, and he knows it. Reginald is an asset to the Ministry, but that does not mean I have to enjoy his company. Come along, Griffin. Let's pick up our gear.
Now, if I reconnect the circuitry here... And if I change the mechanical interface here... That should... cause it to fall apart again. Oh. What did he do to you, my precious darling? Oh, if I get my hands on Spencer Davenport, I swear I'll...
Thank him for breaking my latest gadget so I can play with it some more.
Not quite the sentiment I had in mind, but can't kill you in front of company. Agent Griffin, good to see you, my dear.
Likewise, Professor Cogwright. It has been a while.
Yes, it has. Oh, I'm glad to see you back in action. Minister Aldridge tells me that you'll be managing the tech on this mission.
Absolutely. And I won't allow Agent Davenport to touch anything unless it's necessary.
Oh, music to my aging ears. He is rubbish with anything mechanical. But you understand technology.
I'm right here.
Oh, I know. Now, let me show you what I've come up with for you two. First of all, these are your upgraded communication devices. Stronger signal, an easier to activate emergency button, yet still fashionable and easy to hide. They can be camouflaged as a pocket or wristwatch, a brooch, or just about anything.
Can it be safely suspended on a chain?
Yes, it can, and I have one right here for you. I was able to make it out of titanium to increase the durability while keeping the jewellery facade. I recommend tucking it inside the top of your corset for safekeeping, though. Remember, Agent Griffin, this is your connection to the Ministry while you're in the field, as well as a lifeline.
I will. Thank you, Professor.
Agent Davenport, I finished upgrading your chronometer in its wrist cuff. Hold out your arm, please.
What, you don't trust me to put it on myself?
No, I do not. Arm. Thank you. And this scar on your forearm is one of the many reasons why.
What happened?
He touched something I expressly told him not to.
It was over a decade ago. I was a new recruit, and a curious one at that. There was a prototype on the table, and it looked interesting. I made the mistake of asking about it as I reached towards it.
To be fair, I was distracted by another person in the group, and I didn't catch him soon enough to keep the device from activating.
Oh, goodness. Did that incident start your hatred of technology?
I don't hate it, per se. I just don't get along with it.
You had it right the first time, Agent Griffin.
Oh, honestly, Professor.
All right, next on the list. Ammunition. Agent Griffin, I have two kinds of bullets for you. Standard issue and incendiary. And for your ranged weapon...
Oh, that won't be necessary, Professor. I'm only bringing a handgun this time.
Oh, are you? Oh, yes. No ranged weapons this time. My apologies, dear. I'm so used to...
It's quite all right, Professor.
So, you're proficient with both kinds of firearms.
Oh, Agent Griffin is a crack shot with a rifle. One of the best in the Ministry, if the scuttlebutt is to be believed.
Is that so?
Professor, really, I'm not that...
You're too modest, dear.
A technologist who can handle a weapon.
Just because I like technology doesn't mean I don't know how to defend myself. Anyway, perhaps we can move on. I'm curious to see what Agent Davenport will be bringing along.
Oh, just his standard ammunition.
No incendiary bullets this time.
Fine. You may take a few. But if Agent Griffin comes back injured or worse...
What about me?
Oh, Spencer. I'd be more worried about the bullets than you.
Lovely.
Professor, Minister Aldridge asked me to bring this to you. It's an updated gear list for their mission.
Oh, updated list? Let me see that. Oh, looks like he added a couple of things. Okay. Oh, good call on his part. All right, I'll take care of it. Thank you, Agent Brownlow.
Of course, Professor. Agent Griffin, best of luck.
He completely ignored you.
Yes.
Is that what usually happens?
Unfortunately, also yes.
How much do you two despise each other?
Not now, Griffin.
I'm going to pull the last few things on this revised list. Give me a moment. Okay, let's see here. It should be down here. Okay. Oh, I forgot I had one of those. Save that away for later. Ah, yes, here we go.
So what is the issue between you and Brownlow?
Oh, for pity's sake, Griffin.
It's later.
Not late enough.
Okay.
And it's a long story. Perhaps I'll tell you on the way to Geneva.
I'm sure you won't.
I could have sworn I had it here. Oh, maybe over here instead. Oh, these really ought to be alphabetized.
I don't make enemies of all my partners, if that's what you're worried about.
It's just that I've never seen two agents dislike each other so much.
Again, long story.
Oh, since when do I have one of those? Best leave that where it is. All right, here we go. Everything is packed and functional. Desdemona, do be careful, dear. I'd feel better if you were taking your usual weaponry, but, well, change is good,
I hope so, Professor Cogwright.
Spencer.
I know, Professor. Take care of yourself out there. Don't break my gadgets.
You aren't the only agent on this mission. Remember that. Look out for each other and let her help.
Yes, Professor, I will.
Well, I've kept you long enough. Don't want you to miss your flight. Good hunting.
Thank you.
Thank you, Professor.
Are you ready for this, Griffin?
As ready as I'll ever be, Davenport. Let's go catch that airship.
Are you sure about this, Cyrus?
They'll be good for each other, Henrietta. Spencer needs to learn how to work with a partner again. And Desdemona needs to get back out in the field.
And Cecily?
I just hope they can find her.
You've been listening to Episode 1 of Smoke and Mirrors, a Davenport and Griffin adventure. This episode featured the voice talents of Zsaku VA as Agent Spencer Davenport, words by Parker as Agent Desdemona Griffin, Fern VA as Professor Henrietta Cogwright, Pebble as Minister Cyrus Aldridge, Good Boy Audios as Agent Reginald Brownlow, and Ardent Melody as Miss Sheridan. Character and series logo artwork designed by Palilius. This audio drama series is written, edited, and produced by Rhonda Parker, also known as Words by Parker. It is available on YouTube, Patreon, and various podcast platforms. For more information on this and other Words by Parker series, please visit the website at wordsbyparker.com or the YouTube channel at youtube.com/wordsbyparker. For more information on other projects by our cast, including their original series projects, Please see the episode description for their website and channel links. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for our next episode.